Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Bird Show.
So Kristen had herself a girls' weekend with the lady. She came in here this morning. She's just like, I can't do this anymore.
I can't hang like I used to. So just like my body's so angry at me. I had a phenomenal girls' weekend this past weekend. This is something we do annually every year at this time. Me and three of my besties, we all get together and just kind of like just... I'm going to have a hard time forming words because I drink so much this weekend. we get together so we can party and just reconnect because lives are so busy and we all have kids and you just get pulled in a million different directions and we can go months without speaking to each other. But as long as we have these where we can reconnect, everything's good.
I know this is supposed to be a crazy weekend with you and the ladies and stuff like that. I'm just really curious, like, how late did you guys stay out?
Let's play Girls Bingo.
Was that evil laugh because it was late or because it was early?
Oh, because it was early.
Okay.
So I put together a bingo card and there's certain, and everybody has their own individual bingo card. Like I went online, got you all your own individual bingo cards so you can play. So what had happened, because I had Friday off, so I flew out Thursday, and one of my friends who lives down there was supposed to meet me, but her husband got delayed in surgery because he's a surgeon, and she wasn't able to meet me. So I ended up having the whole place to myself Thursday night, right? And then Friday morning happens, and like I'm there by myself, which was glorious. And then she calls me after she drops her daughter off at school. She's supposed to head my way, but her car won't start. Her battery's dead. It was a whole thing. So I spent a majority like of Friday by myself. And then she got there, and then the other girls didn't even roll in to like 10:30 that night.
Which is good for you, actually, because at least based on your Instagram, you were really enjoying that solo time.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a really, really beautiful balance. So I'd say Friday night, I'm trying to remember what time we went to bed because they met us up at the resort restaurant. We went back to the room, changed clothes, went down to the beach, and then came back up to the room and passed out. So it's probably like 1 o'clock. Friday night.
Okay.
Oh, that's bad at all.
Yeah, that's real good.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something like 8:30 or 9.
No.
Me too.
And then Saturday, I was wiped, and I think I was in bed by like 10:30 on Saturday, okay. And they stayed up later. All right, so again, I'm not going to tell you which ones yet, but on your bingo cards, you have happy cry, sad cry, puke, lose an item, lose a person, get hit on, apologize, injury, and there's also a free space. So go ahead and mark off your free space because everybody gets a free space.
Aren't the free spaces usually in the middle?
I also need a pen.
Aren't the free spaces usually in the middle of the card?
But yeah, but this did it.
This
I don't know why.
This is the first bingo. It's throwing me off.
I know it's, yeah, but it did. Wait, okay, you can't write with a spoon.
I'm going to poke holes in it.
There are pens over there by Bert.
That's far.
Abby literally pulled a plastic spoon out of a cup to try and, I guess, poke holes.
This way with free space, well, like mine, I can only get it two ways.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, you caught that pen like a real UF athlete right there.
Especially this weekend, yeah. All right, so your first square Sad cry.
Sad cry.
Everybody marks sad cry.
Okay. What happened?
Okay, so I'm not going to get into the details of it.
Because
my girl, no, I can't. It's their personal lives, and there's some really, really, really heavy stuff going down with their relationship and with the child.
Okay.
So it's just, I mean, this happened before one person even arrived. She called us to give us an update, and she was already crying. And then when another friend showed up, she started crying immediately because of something that happened. So we got our sad cries out the way, literally. As soon as they arrived.
So this isn't a cry that is based on alcohol or anything like that, or a little thing that seems big. This one's big.
This is real life ass.
Okay.
This is real life ass. So we got that out of the way. And then because of the stress of one friend, and this was not alcohol induced, and because of some other health stuff, she ended up puking a majority of the first night. So if you have bingo,
all right.
You already got bingo?
Bingo.
Wait, what? I don't like this game.
It's only three,
Yeah. Sad cry, free space, puke. Boom.
Good for you. Congrats.
So she ended up telling me the next morning she hardly got any sleep, and she puked all night long.
This was the stress friend with the real cry.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. And if you have get hit on.
Get hit on. Okay.
Get hit on.
Oh, please tell me it was you. You need this.
Okay, one person that hit on us was the server, and that doesn't count because he was looking for a tip, so I did not count that. But
you said tip, right?
Tip, yes. Okay. Tip.
Just the tip.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Even though they automatically give you, put gratuity on everything down there. The night we went out to the beach, right? So it was me and two of the other girls. We go out to the beach and we're all standing out there and we're by ourselves. And out of nowhere, a man appears holding a bottle of rum.
Okay.
Okay. Jack Sparrow.
we're talking to him, and he is an aspiring musician. He is 24, and we're like, we could be your moms. But so
you didn't say that, did you?
Probably.
Oh,
yeah. Well, nobody's trying. We're all taken. Nobody's trying to hit up on me.
Ruined it for that man.
Yes. So we hung out with him, and he was letting everybody. Oh, so second, Wes is our second bingo. Okay. Abby got the first one. Amber's got the second one.
I still won.
Do I win something, by the way?
Yeah, glad you could win based off other people's pain.
That's what I normally do.
Story.
Yeah. So, but then, so I did not drink from random man's rum jug.
Good
but
idea.
My that, the that other two friends did. But then we just like we left him in the dust and went back into the hotel room. Like there was nothing.
Okay, so all three got hit on is what you're saying.
Yes.
There was plenty of rum for everybody.
There was plenty of rum for everybody. And then as far as there was an apology, so if you have an apology, you can mark that off.
Okay.
There's my bingo.
Yay!
Okay. All right. Yep. Absolutely.
Too late.
And that was one of those typical where you're hanging out at the pool and everybody is just talking about stuff and we're all like apologizing for not being in contact as much. And it was just one of those like overarching overall apologies to everybody. Like I need to be a better friend. I need to be more better contact. And I'm sorry that I'm not. You know, life is so busy, but we're here. We need to make the most of our time together.
And all
like
you guys,
the Muppets.
And all you guys know that as soon as you get back home, nothing is going to change.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%. We lost a person, but only for a short period of time.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Double bingo.
Right. Same.
Because I was on the balcony. So I left and I came upstairs and I was in the corner of the balcony reading my fairy porn and leftover pizza. And they came into the room and they couldn't see me over tucked in the corner in a chair. And so they thought I'd like disappear, but my stuff was there.
Okay.
So Brittany was freaking the F out because my purse and like my stuff is there, but I'm nowhere to be found. And I'm like, I'm literally sitting on the patio. She was losing her mind.
So they thought 24-year-old with the roofied rum got you.
Yes. Uh-huh. Exactly. Najee was his name.
Najee. Remember that?
Yes.
That was his bingo.
And then lose an item. Yeah, that also happened. As well.
Oh, triple bingo.
Double bingo.
We have wristbands that you have to wear at the resort. And of course, one of us lost ours out the gate.
Also sounds like some integrity.
Yes.
Might have been lost.
Yes. So the only two things that we did not get were happy cry and injury. Other than that, we got everything else.
Oh.
I'm a little surprised the happy cry didn't happen.
Yeah, no, there's too much sadness.
The Bird Show.